Zen.
Stretch it.
Zen.
Condense it.
Zen.
Yeah. Oh. Who could be at the door?
Right during speech therapy?
Is it Oscar?
Come in.
Hello there. Hi, how are you? Oh. Hey, Jesus Christ, it's me. It's Regis Philbin.
What are you doing here?
I don't know.
You normally have more trouble getting in.
Well, that's a great question, though. What am I doing here?
What are you doing
here? I can make a guess.
What's that?
You took the train.
I took the Excella?
The Excella train.
It's unbelievably fast.
How fast is it?
Oh, it's got to go 40, 50 miles an hour. And that's a lot of metal.
That is. It's a lot of
weight. That's a lot of metal.
It is.
Anyway, it moves quickly, but I came down here.
I'm so glad you left your apartment house.
Came down to visit, thank you. Came down to visit the Mike O'Mara show.
Welcome.
Loved the whole crew on the Mac O'Mara show.
We love you.
Who do you love on the show?
Oh, I like, let me see, the news fella?
Yeah, what's his name?
Rod.
No.
Rod.
No.
I like Mark Steinberg.
Yes, yeah. he's the business manager.
Yeah,
do you think he's probably good at business?
Oh, sure.
Why?
Sure, I don't know. But I like Rob Gleason.
Yes, he's very good.
And I like them all. And yeah. I like the Spanish boy.
Right.
The Spanish boy.
We have two.
We have a thinner one
and a larger
one. Oh, and then TJ, the large man.
Well, he's Spanish too.
He's a good egg.
So you obviously follow us.
Sure.
You know. So do you follow us on Twitter?
Is that on the internet?
Yeah, it's like social media.
Oh, come on, Twitter. Yeah. Why do they name it after a bird?
Do you like
a bird's Twitter? People don't. I don't.
What about
you know?
What's your feelings? Seriously, while we have you, I'd like to approach this.
Yes, go right ahead.
Do you have a moment?
I have a moment. I came down on the train. Did I mention that?
The Excella?
I came down the Excella. It's fast. It goes 40 or 50 miles an hour.
You came down to see Rod, the news guy.
That's right. Rod Gleason.
Now, I wanted to know, what is your opinion?
I loved Gleason, boy.
Yeah, we all did.
Boy, was he terrific.
The great one.
Yeah, the Miami Beach audience is the most fun in the world.
Did you ever have him on with Bishop?
Bishop?
Joey Bishop.
Remember Joey Bishop?
Oh, there was a bishop of, who's your bishop? Who's your archbishop in Washington? Is it O'Connell? I'm not sure.
Probably. That was 1950.
It's something.
Well, I may have to say, how about that train travel?
That's so fast. Yeah,
I came down on the Acela.
Yeah.
Did I mention that?
To Manassas.
I think so.
I came down on the train.
To see Rod.
I'm retiring, you know.
You should be. Now,
I'm retiring soon.
What is your take?
My take?
On the internet.
Is that a Twitter?
No. It's your opinion. Would you opine on the internet?
What are your thoughts?
Would I what?
Opine.
Speak English, for God's sake. I don't understand you.
Okay, what do you think of the internet?
The internet's a great invention. Uh-huh. I enjoy it. Oh, yeah. Well, what it is it's high speed, uh-huh. like the train, right. and you can talk.
You come down on the train?
You can get anything on there.
Like right. what?
It's great. I don't know. You can get a phone number.
How to build things.
You know, you get phone numbers.
Uh-huh. You know, there's the dirty stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
The dirty stuff?
Sure.
The dirty stuff's in the elevator going from floor 5 to floor 6 at the ABC building.
When you're on it, yeah.
You're damn right it is. Did I mention I came down on the train?
Listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Sir, we have a policy on this airline that if a bag is this large...
Okay, you know what? Get your grumpy little paws off of my bag, okay? It's not like I have a bomb in here. It's not like I want to blow up the plane.
Sir!
I just want to stow my bag according to your safety regulations.
Sir!
Hey, sir! If you would take a second and take a little sticks out of your head, clean out your ears, and maybe you would see that I'm a person who has feelings, and all I have to do is do what I want to do, and all I want to do is hold on to my bag and not listen to you. And the only way that I would ever let go of my bag would be if you came over here right now and tried to pry it from my dead lifeless fingers. Okay? If you can get it from my kung fu grip, then you can come and have it, okay? Otherwise, step off, bitch.
I've got a plane full of people saying you threatened that stewardess.
I was not threatening her. I was just trying to get my bag into the overhead storage thing.
You were acting like a maniac, and you threatened her with a bomb.
No, I said I didn't have a bomb.
You said bomb.
I said it's not like I have a bomb.
You said bomb on an airplane.
What's wrong with saying bomb on an airplane?
You can't say bomb on an airplane.
Bomb, bomb, bomb. Bomb, 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 bomb. Bomb, 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 bomb. You gonna arrest me?
You assaulted an airline employee.
What if I was in the military and I was a bombardier?
Bomb, bomb, bomb. Bomb, 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 b
Coming to you live from Mike O'Mara's living room studio in the historic radio district of Manassas, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world.
Whee! The world.
The world.
From the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, this is MikeOMaraShow.com. It is Thursday, June 22, 2011, and we are over 7.5 million downloads, still growing every single day.
Nice.
Our show brought to you today by a great, great, great website,
yep.
Ticket Liquidator. For ball games, events of all kinds, including the summer's biggest concerts, Ticket Liquidator is the place to go for the best prices, great service, and a 125% money-back guarantee.
How about that?
Bought my tickets to my recent Red Sox game on Ticket Liquidator. What was fabulous? Because of Ticket Liquidator, I got a cheaper price. Not you know, that's super cheap because, you know, they do what they do.
Right.
Sure,
but,
yeah.
But they go there and they show you your view from the seat. It is the best feature.
That's cool.
And I love it, and it works. And the
tickets, they have a new feature where you can click and actually see the scoreboard at Fenway with them losing?
It's such a great website, and I love it when I get to use one of our clients because they're terrific. More tickets, better service, lower prices. Ticket Liquidator. Click their ad on our website. And I loved it because it's the first time. First of all, a lot of these websites that sell tickets, they don't work.
Right.
Ticket Liquidator not only works, but they've got the technology that is just, in my humble opinion, superior to the other websites that do this.
There you have it.
So go to Ticket Liquidator and get some tickets. We love it. We really do.
It's how Regis chose his seat on the train.
I love that. I just turned into it.
You got the view from the train.
For some particular reason. On the show today, all I have really to talk about today is aging. And
You had a birthday.
I don't know which made me more sad. The fact that I turned 52 or watching you, Buzz, and you, RJ, play the bonus game of Password yesterday.
Yes.
Where I swear to God, I'm working with two blind people.
Well, yeah.
It was very, very depressing.
Now you said that, and then you changed your story, and now you've changed it back again.
It lingered with me.
It's very hard to read those faded 1960 words.
I know I had a world of trouble.
In this very dim lighting.
It's us. You can't rationalize
And you have
it.
Your
no,
own...
No, I can.
You
it's
have
aging.
Your own lamp.
I can, and I have.
It's aging. It's aging. You're a very youthful guy for your age.
Yeah.
And you...
Mike,
that
is really a nice compliment.
Yeah.
For your age, you're so spry.
You're so spry, but you know. Look, I think you've always been more of an optimist than I have been, and I am more of a fatalist. And the fact is that last
you skipped
night
pessimism, and you've moved right on to fatalism.
Please to go to my page and bring up last night's topic, which I am moving really more towards this Facebook fun than I am just out what's going to be on
so
the show.
I'm so glad you're coming and playing in the sandbox.
It's a blast. The fill in the blank method, and the last I looked at this latest question you posed, you got 151 responses.
151?
Last time I looked, later this morning.
I beat Spiewak's, the Rob Spiewak is total?
Yeah,
I had no idea.
You're building, you are becoming the Gene Rayburn of Facebook.
The Facebook, and the thing is, I think it's great content for the show.
Oh, absolutely.
And last night, very simple. You know you're old when blank. And I have not even looked.
I couldn't read it. The letters were too small.
Maybe you need a better lamp at your house.
Would it be safe to say that the aging process begins with the eyes?
I think it does.
No. It begins at age 25 when you have the first time that it takes you more than a half a day to come back from a hangover. That was the first thing that I put my toe in the aging pool, and it seems to happen at age 25.
He's right about the 25, because 25 is also the age at which you stop producing new cells in your body at the same rate that old cells are dying. So you actually start dying at age 25.
Well, then I should be skinnier.
All right, let me see.
No?
It doesn't work like that.
Well, I don't like it then. I think it's fixed.
I'm going to go through a few of these, and not all of them, obviously. Not with 111 of them, my God.
Good heavens, Mike.
156?
Yeah.
Five more since I looked. Yeah.
You know you're old when? When you've listened to O'Mara flap his gums since 1992.
Oh,
thank you. Mark Levy, hi, Mike. That's another one.
Uh-huh. That's funny.
That's two in a row.
Good job.
He was the first one out of there. You know you're old when your balls creak. You know you're old when you still call it the Facebook. You know you're old when I fart in a crowd and don't care. You know you're old when you raise your leg to a Captain Morgan pose at the idea of strippers in the room. This is worth it. That made it worth it right there. You know you're old when you say, not tonight, honey, I'm too tired. To your D. This is really good. Uh-huh. This is not disappointing. You know you're old when you still call it the War of Northern Aggression. Mob forever.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's nice.
You know, and then, hi, Rob. Hey, Rob got a high. All right, very good.
I like that.
You know, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. You know you're old. Incidentally, that's the most diminishing. Okay, yeah, okay. You know you're old when you remember when Rob was an intern. That is old.
I don't even remember that.
You know you're old when the toys you played with as a child are in a museum.
Yeah.
Specifically, is it Jeppy's Entertainment Museum in Balmer?
Oh, I bet you
or
that's
Geppy's.
I bet you that's a great
that's
place.
Where we got yesterday's password.
It's called. Yes. It's actually called Geppy's Little House of Tetanus.
Geppy's, and even more specifically, the toy would be the Atari 2600 M cartridges.
Yeah, it comes with paddles and a joystick.
These are really funny. The, you know you're old when all your fave stars when you were growing up are dead.
That's true.
Or worst.
You know you're old when you don't spell right.
All the cartoons you used to love are now considered politically incorrect. Mm. You know you're old when you live vicariously through a man in his 30s. That's directed at me, isn't it, Oscar?
I hope there's nothing wrong with Oscar.
Hate it when they're cruel. You know you're old when your balls hit the water before you pee.
Oh.
You know you're old when you and your teeth stop sleeping together.
People have given this some thought.
Oh, God, this is great. And I know you can read it on Facebook and see all of them, but
I'll tell you something that made me feel old today, and this is genuine. Do you know that this September marks the 20th anniversary of the Nirvana album Nevermind?
Really?
Really?
Nirvana, 20 years. Can you believe that?
20 years. And you know what? That's still, when I play that on KCJJ,
right,
I still feel like I'm playing a current. If I play Smells Like Teen Spirit, and it's like, oh my God, 20 years ago?
Then here's one that says, you know you're old when I like Mike, he likes pie. I don't get it. You know you're old when Facebook baiting entertains you. Oh, you bastard. A lot of getting snarky.
Yeah. Well, they've had time to think about
it. Then one is like, oh, Grandpa. You know you're old when you have a misshapen butthole.
What?
Wow, that is that might not have anything to do with age.
No,
Jason.
Well, I was going to say, how did Zoolander have time to post?
Oh,
you know you're old when you can't find your phone when it's against your ear.
Wow, never done that. Never done
only
that.
A couple more here. Let me see. You know you're old. Here's cruel. You know you're old when you still listen to your show.
Wow.
Is that just a slam?
That's just out and out nasty.
Wow. Let's check Christina.
Let's have that person.
Let's check Christina. Oh, she's not a friend. Uh-huh.
Of course.
Shocker. Uh-huh.
But she probably
has a friend of mine.
She probably has a request in.
Oh,
that's
really
true, because you're on Mark's
yes,
page.
Yes, yes. Not a friend of mine.
Oh, not a friend of yours.
Right. You know what I say to her?
What's that?
Christina. Damn it.
God, Christina, who's that idiot you're standing next to there in that picture?
That's Mark.
Wow.
Hey.
What?
Wow. All right. Well, she's taken all the fun out of this.
Yeah, she has.
Now I'm really...
Now,
that's
you,
really mean.
You said you had 156 responses?
Yeah, 151.
Does that bother you, Rob?
No, I love it.
I don't think I've seen 156 responses on any of your posts.
Look a little harder, Mark. I've cracked the two before. It's fun when you
really
crack the two. Oh, yeah.
You've cracked the two before.
Cracked the two.
You're going down competition highway.
You know what? That's so odd for us, isn't it?
You're going down competition
highway. Isn't that strange
highway
for us?
I wasn't even trying.
Yeah,
that's the operative thing. I really
was. I can see you not trying.
I in no way.
As well, you sit down and say, let me read these on my show as I don't try.
I'm feeling. No, but I wasn't trying last night when I did it. I swear to God. I just went, you know, you're old when. I thought it'd be fun. I had no earthly idea.
It's so great that you're able to win on your birthday. As you get to be 52.
But you know what? This had nothing to do. Hey. Mouth. Mr. Man,
mouth.
Ponytail
mouth.
Girl.
You all said right. You liked my hair.
Let me see. You know you're old when you have more hair on your bag than on your head. That's sad.
Mm. It's about a tie.
You know you're old when your farts don't smell so bad.
Oh, I disagree.
Anyway, it goes on and on. It goes on and on and on. And
so do we.
So what did you do? What did you possibly do to get 200?
Let me ask you that.
Well, I don't remember the post.
You don't remember the post?
It's fairly common for me.
It's fair. It is not common for you to get 200 responses. You get like 40. I've seen your Facebook. What is something that you remember where you got an overwhelming response? Because you know, this is your playground. This is your...
You know what? Some of the initial Jabril posts lit up like crazy. Mm-hmm. Jabril is kind of tired now.
Okay.
And as a matter of fact, hopefully this weekend we can record some Jabrilliance. I hope he can come over. Mm-hmm. Today is the rarest of all days. Do you know what's happening today?
What's that?
Miss Amina is watching my kids.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Will Daddy pick them up? Will Daddy have to pick them up?
Perhaps
tonight?
After a bit of cloning.
Cloning.
Have we seen a picture? Have you shown me a picture of
him? I was supposed to.
You know, Carrie swears she has one.
Will I be disappointed?
Of course. but after the buildup.
Well, how about, have I ever asked a celebrity she most resembles?
I
done that with you?
A little Tyra-y. A little darker than Tyra.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Really? And also, I think that seeing her in Scrubs helps.
Okay, do you only see her in Scrubs, or have you ever seen her in anything that might be a little more form-fitting?
Or nothing at all.
No, I've seen her in jeans.
Really?
Yeah.
Does she look great in jeans?
A-okay by me.
Really? Yeah. Now, he's cryptic, isn't he? A-okay by me.
He likes
what does A-okay by me mean?
He's trying to put an asterisk on it.
Asterisk.
He's sitting in Oscars.
No, you said asterisk.
Well, I'm sitting in Oscar's chair. All right.
It comes by an asterisk. Maybe there is something wrong with the mic.
Asterisk.
Damn it.
That's a pretty good one.
Damn it.
Asterisk. But you know, it's live radio, man. You never know what's going to happen. Asterisk, Mike. Might stick with you a little bit.
Oh, great.
That's a pretty good one.
I'm excited.
No, so where was I? I was talking about Wilhelmina. What's her name?
Amina.
Wilhelmina.
Wilhelmina.
Wilhelmina. boy. Dangerous territory.
Let's move on.
Hello. I was wondering if I could please speak to Wilhelmina. Thank you.
Hello, is this Jabril?
Hey,
Jabril.
Wilhelmina was Vanessa Williams' character on Ugly Betty. She played a Wilhelmina. Really? Yes.
Would you put your mama on the phone?
I'm talking, of course, about Wilhelmina.
Mm-hmm. W-I-L-O.
Is it possible Amina is short for Wilhelmina?
I don't think so. Right. No, I don't think so.
So
she's Somalian, you see. I don't know that there are any Somalian Wilhelminas.
I don't know either.
All right. When you say to me, it's all right by me, or is it like that? Mm-hmm. And are you diminishing because you feel that there might be disappointment, or are you diminishing because you, in that Rob way, want to keep her all to yourself?
Well, no, it's Mike, you know that we'll eventually all have her.
As we always do.
As we all share.
So no, she's off today. She's getting off today. What time does she get off?
On the half hour. I'm trying, I think, maybe to be a trifle polite.
Okay.
But yeah, I think
I know because you do bring this, and this is the one part of your life that you lay it all out there, guys.
Yeah,
you know.
I mean, she's got. She is not so much like Kim Kardashian,
right?
But not in such a way that it's a problem.
Understood.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's kind of a natural thing.
Yeah.
I agree. I like that as well.
She is slim. I would describe her build as athletic.
I am going to phrase this as delicately as I can because I know you. The roundness of the bottom, does it get its size?
Nice, delicate phrasing.
Yeah.
Does it get its size from left to right on your radio dial or from the 50-yard line to the 50-yard line?
You know, this is not a cop out, but I think it's a tie.
Oh,
it's proportional.
Oh, that's okay. Nice. Yeah, and that's strong.
And how are you with the large booty?
I'm okay with it.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I tell you, we didn't discuss this on this show. I don't think
I am. I'll tell you this. I am primarily a leg guy.
Right.
And I think that's an offshoot of the leg. I think the leg starts there.
Yeah.
I don't know if any of got a chance to look in. On the Miss USA pageant that they had the other. Did you take
it? Yeah, I did.
The painful skinny women?
Well, did we talk about this a little bit?
No. We touched on it during the
vault. We touched on it very, very briefly.
Oh, right. That's right.
You know, Oscar, of course, says, a bucket.
Bring
your own bucket. Right, and so did Zoolander. You know, skinny, skinny, skinny.
Well, what he said was double digits.
Yeah, three. Kmart. let me ask you this.
Exploding tables.
As the youngest man in the room here,
sure.
When I watched this show the other night, when I watched the pageant, ridiculously, for the first time that I can ever remember, I was completely and thoroughly turned off at their
weight loss.
Too thin,
they were
too bony, too angular.
And I really never thought I'd say that. I like skinny women. I really do. I love that look. I don't like women that are heavy. And I think that you know that there are a lot of women. How great is that? Except for Ina. My cancer-hating Ina. Disappointing kids.
Do you wonder if her name is short for Wilhelmina?
Wilhelmina.
Curves, not angles.
Do you feel the same way?
You know who disturbed me the most is that host from E! She was extremely skinny.
To the point where, and Carl and I both noticed this, to the point where her head appeared to be completely oversized.
Yes. I was going
to
ask
Get a picture of her up?
Juliana Rancic. Is that her name? Yes.
Juliana Rancic. Bad as the contestants were, her head, it looked like she looked like one of the, remember those Bratz dolls that they had?
Yes. Yeah.
I was so disturbed. And then they all came out, and first of all, they're all exactly the same weight.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They are all coming out with, and they are
jockeys.
So thin. Uh-huh. There were a couple of them. I think it might have been Miss Florida who was just ridiculous.
I was going to ask before you even brought it up about the comedically oversized head.
Right.
When they are that skinny, do any of them have a decent rack? Or is it gone?
Yes, they have their racks.
So are they fake?
I think in the Miss USA, they can have fake racks. Isn't that the rule?
I think they can.
Because some of them actually have those fake racks. Right. But man, oh man, this is the trend, you know. Uh-huh. I am somebody, and I'm losing weight. Don't get me wrong. I like the fact that I'm losing weight. I'm a tub of goo. I don't think I should.
With you, I think it also might be a health issue.
It's a health
issue.
And
with me, it is too. So, but I mean, I'm not pointing fingers.
Does this do it for you? I mean, is this...
Let me see.
Does it illustrate your point?
100%.
Yeah.
All right. 100%.
Is that
Take a peek at that. Go around there. We'll put this up on the website.
The lighting is bad.
And you know what? She's a very attractive woman. She's gorgeous.
Yeah, but her head is disproportionate.
Because she is emaciated.
Now, I think that... I'm sorry, Buzz. Go.
I was just going to say, I think we're going to see this trend turn around. I think the trend has been toward this super, super skinny, almost bony sort of structure.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I think you're going to begin to see that swing back the other way.
I agree.
I hope so, because I like the curves. I like the padding.
I think it's cyclical. I mean, gone are the days where the women wear a corset so they could have, 14-inch waist?
Let me tell you why I disagree with both of you on
Because
this is... You heard Zoolander yesterday.
Yes.
You hear what Oscar has to say.
See.
This is the trend. Watch the Emmys. The men... Emmys.
Yeah. I know.
It was freakish.
Right.
The guy on Modern Family, he is freakishly thin. I think they're The funny father.
But at some point, there's a disconnect because that's not how the rest of the world lives. I mean, we're here in Manassas, Virginia. Look around. You don't see that trend here.
You only
see it in Hollywood.
And
you only see it in the very young and superficial.
Yeah, but it's still, to me, what they model.
Neither of which I am.
You know, these people on television, these people in these, it's always been supermodels. It's always been that way.
Right.
But never, I mean, with Miss USA, I always thought they were kind of like well proportioned, and I never thought the words would come out of my mouth too skinny.
And you know what?
I didn't either.
And you know what? This is a sign of a jive thing to say, but it really gets to a point of being a positive role model.
Right.
And if a girl like a Julia or a Maya to look to something like that, and that's almost a statistical impossibility.
I think it'll trend back. I really do. I think you're going to see the pendulum swing the other way.
Who's that one?
That's Miss USA.
Let me see.
I mean, she's a very pretty woman.
Of course.
Very
way to go out on a limb, Mark.
Look at her arms.
They all are,
yeah, the arms. And if
that's
you go
spooky.
Through, and if you, that's a, it's a good
They'll
picture.
Snap like a twig.
It's a good picture, but it, you know, she is, and maybe she is actually a better proportion than some of the other ones. I saw a couple of them that were ridiculous.
Yeah, I know.
When you see
it.
Those hip bones really protruding,
and
I don't
an
like,
eye.
I'm not, I don't, you know, I don't like Queen Latifah either.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
hey,
I like some.
That's my girl.
But and it's, you know, and I wish we had my. This is more a conversation with my friend. And Kirk about this, I should ask him, is there a different attitude among African-American women that think that, you know, you hear that, you know, the expression, baby got back, you know, talk about that, and you see people on TV, I hear it come out of my favorite television personality, Whoopi Goldberg, where, you know, you accept yourself, like yourself the way you are, but, you know, you see these women,
who are
predominantly white, and they look like they were absolutely going to pass out due to lack of caloric intake.
A disconnected minority, in my opinion.
Do you think Esther Rolle had body issues?
I think she was comfortable with who she was.
She had no issues.
That's right. Understand.
No.
That's
right. I was comfortable with who she was.
She was so free. You know,
hello, JJ.
It's really great when a woman can take a flaw like the split in her teeth.
I know.
And use it.
Her diastema.
Bly.
Nicely done. Yeah.
Thank you. Did I get that right?
Diastema.
Diastema.
I have it too.
All right. We have
Buzz uses his too.
I believe we're beginning to ramble.
No.
That's exactly what we do on this show. We will take a break. When we come back, Buzz has handed me some interesting mail to go over. Also, a couple of things that I have to open. I don't know what the hell this is.
Oh, you're going
to
love that.
Oh, I can't wait. All
you
right.
You want to know what it is? You want a hint?
Yeah, give me a hint.
It's instructions from Chan.
Chan is very, very enthusiastic.
Yes, yeah, he is.
And we are grateful for that. We'll take a break and come right back. What is this?
I like it. What is it?
Oh, it's Samantha Fox. Touch me. I want your body. Oh.
I interviewed her.
Oh. Is she still living up to her name?
She had giant breasts.
Yes.
Welcome back.
She wasn't too skinny.
Michael Mary Show. Our second segment is brought to you by The Bonus Show.
Ooh.
It's good stuff. All right. Let me see.
nice plugging.
That's always when that's when I give Mark that. That's my message to Mark.
It's highly entertaining and well worth the money.
Thanks,
and,
do we not have a bonus show to promote?
Yes, important part of our income.
Nicely, that was Password.
You really said it old then. Do we not have a bonus show to promote?
You know what, Mike? No, you must forget that sometimes in his spare time, he's also Tevye the Milkman. Do we not have a bonus show to promote?
I forgot that Tevye was a milkman.
Dear Lord.
I got to check the schedule because I think I'm taking my daughters out to Wolf Trap to see Fiddler on the Roof.
Who's playing Tevye?
I have no
idea. Is it a name?
I don't think so. Probably not. Probably not. If it's Harvey Fierstein, I'm not going.
It's the father from Modern Family.
Blasphemy. Nah. That was blasphemy, as far as I was concerned. It was ridiculous. You know, I know they want to go with names on Broadway,
right?
But when it's like, oh my God,
not so good.
Ridiculous. I heard he got good reviews. I really heard he got good reviews.
He's a good actor. I just don't like the voice. And it's a great mic. It's a great, wonderful script.
God, do we sound like queens?
No, we don't.
Hold on a second. All right, Chan is a very, very enthusiastic supporter.
Yes. Chan, the Alaskan handyman.
That's right. Chan, the Alaskan handyman. Let me see. It was a blast getting to meet you and the guys. Here's some good fish. He sent me a bunch of fish from Alaska. I can't wait to dive into it, Chan. Wow. Thank you very much.
Just that'll in a good, box? Good how was it diet. Sent?
Good fish for your barbecue. Also, here is the bill I was telling Rob about. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, I believe it was he wants Mark and I to enroll our children in a theater camp in Alaska.
Okay. Here is the bill.
I appreciate it.
Why does he say bill? Here is the bill.
Because I think it's a handbill.
Okay.
Like a flyer.
Listening to the Memorial Day rebroadcast made me want to share these pics with you. This carving set, he gave a carving set, was made by my grandfather while he was on a ship during World War II.
Wow, that's cool. Is that neat?
The blades are made from the... Is this old?
I don't think so.
When I got here, this big Ziploc bag was found on my desk.
We don't know where it
came from. This is a $50 bill. Like an old 50.
Oh, then I'm not looking at the right thing.
I think this is old, guys.
Huh.
Well, is it
old
enough?
Could you sign the BDZ group photo? All right, it's a lot of stuff. I got to double check this.
Yeah,
I just found it today.
Look,
we don't know what this is.
This is the bill he was telling you about.
Oh, it's is that Confederate money?
Let me see.
Yeah.
The Confederates.
Bring it here. Let's have a look, shall we?
That's Confederate money.
Rob's
right.
Shorts just
you know the amazing
rose up.
Yeah, shut up, Mark. You know the amazing thing is there are still 8 establishments in Manassas that accept this.
I think this might be old. But he sent me fish. Wait, I got fish from
yes, Chan.
Yes,
he did.
Well, that's perfect for your diet.
All right, so let me finish it. All right, these pics were this carving set was made by my grandfather while he was on a ship during World War II. The blades are made from the aluminum that was salvaged from kamikaze planes crashed on deck. I seem to remember reading this. Like a while ago. Handles are made from plexiglass used to repair windshields. Pretty cool.
Maybe he told you about it and then he sent it.
Okay. I think I read it yesterday. I think I'm having a senior moment. The photo wooden print sent email to Ronick. I don't know what that means.
Oh, yes. He did send me an email.
Request, could you sign the BDZ group photo to me? Even the interns he wants. Could you sign the foursome photo to my daughter, Olivia? No hitting on her. Could Oscar please send a grill brush? Mine got left at CH.
He has a lot of needs.
Mike, Rob, and Mark, please check out fineartscamp.org. Every parent should experience the joy of this camp for your kids. All right, there we go. So, Chan, thank you very much.
Is there anything else he needs? Make sure there's nothing written on the back.
He's very generous.
Yes.
He's very, very generous.
What was that carving set like?
I don't even know where the hell that is.
When none of us do.
This was the picture he sent.
Oh,
there you go.
So did he include that?
No, he said he had trouble, I guess, so he sent it to me. So it looks like
utensils. Did he send the, I don't know. I'm totally confused.
I am a little confused,
hey,
too.
Guys, don't put this. I'm going to read it on the air. Keep it away from me. All right, hold on a second.
Frankly, I enjoyed it.
Our next letter comes to us from Sam. And for that last segment, I totally apologize. No. I rarely do for this podcast, but really, you can't get that time back.
That's
my apologies, people. Sam writes, Buzz.
It's the price you pay for fish.
I listen to the show every day. My day is not complete until listen to the hour-long joy that is the Mike O'Mara Show. I have listened to Mike my whole life. In fact, my mother worked with him at one point. Thursday, June 23rd, is my 17th birthday.
That's today.
And it would be a huge honor if I could hear the birthday song from the group of fun-loving, hilarious people I grew up with. Thank you very much for making my day each and every weekday. That's Sam, and let's do Sam's birthday song.
Sam!
Sam,
birthday.
Sam, birthday. Sam. Sam.
Sam.
Thank you very much. Let me see. Now, Buzz, Buzz gives me a daunting task. All of these are testimonials, and pick one that you like.
Pick the third
right.
one.
And I've underlined.
I don't pre-read them. So
you don't have to, because I've underlined keywords and phrases in each one.
All right, should I read the one? I'll read the one from Ecuador first.
I think that's a good choice.
Hi, Mike. This comes to us from Daniel.
Senor Daniel.
Hello, Mike. No. I am an avid listener of the podcast, and you guys practically raised me and gave me the sick sense of humor that I have today. I recently received a scholarship to shadow doctors in clinics and hospitals and learn what I can about the medical system in Ecuador.
Shadow doctors?
I don't know if you'll read this on the air, but I wanted you to know that your podcasts keep me in good humor down here, as I just lost my cell phone yesterday and can't communicate with my family. This is a very interesting.
It's odd, but it's from Ecuador, and we were interested in it.
I'm 20 years old and here for a month, and your podcast is like my lifeline back to the U.S. and everything that's familiar in American. I don't have access to Wi-Fi, so I'm currently listening to old podcasts on my computer and emailing at internet cafes. I'm so excited.
That's what it says.
And the I is not cap. None of the I's are capitalized.
No, I noticed that as well.
Well, Mike, this is how they type in Ecuador, especially when you're a
I believe
shadow
none of his,
doctor.
None of his letters are capitalized, so that's all right.
I'm
so excited to go back to the States so I can download all the episodes that I've missed and hear about your drinking or non-drinking and weight loss. Oscar's love life, Buzz's sex, and Rob's life avoiding toil. Love your show, guys, and keep making me laugh all the way over here in South America. Well, to Ecuador, we say... hola.
We do.
And thank we you also very much. Say yeah. There's a button on your keyboard. It's called shift.
Now, if you use it. You can stop there or you can continue with the testimonials. It's up to you.
Mike, you have $200 you can go home with. Would you like to
thank
hold
you
that
for,
money?
Thank you for, like, absolutely by that statement, neglecting any responsibility whatsoever for the segment.
Hey, you know what I think?
Well,
I think Chan did not send the tools. I think he only sent a picture of the tools and sent it to Mark.
Really?
That's what I think. Because you would have seen the tools. And why would he send you the Mexican plexiglass tools anyway?
Exactly.
That is true.
Thank you.
Anyway.
So, Mike, are you going to choose to move on, or are you going to take your money and go home?
I think I'm going to move on.
Are you really?
I think I'm going to
move
on.
Or we can start the whole show over.
I don't want to start the whole show over.
Well, that's the votes are rolling in on Skype. They say start the show over.
Buzz, you would agree. Probably a good move, right?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, let's move on.
We'll save the others for a future time.
We do have a list here that I think is very, very interesting. I think you will enjoy this.
Do you like to give or receive?
There is a website called flavorwire.com that put together a list of 10 shows that started out great, but went bad.
In their opinion.
Some might say that many shows, you know.
Well,
what
does
that sound? I can hear something.
I can hear it, too.
A whistle.
What was that?
I hear it more off the headphones than on.
Very interesting. The website FlavorWire has put together a list of 10 shows that started out great but went bad. Mm-hmm. It only includes recent shows. Excuse me. I had a little burpy burp there. And it doesn't appear in any particular order. You know, I think you make the argument that as far as shows go, they all end bad. I mean, even you look at MASH way back
MASH.
In the day that started out.
That's
was just
fair.
A dream show, and then it ended up it was pure garbage.
I can think of maybe two.
All in the Family.
All in the no, because All in the Family morphed into Archie Bunker's place.
And right, and, but it sucked.
Yeah.
But,
oh, okay. No, I'm gonna say, I can think of two.
Oh, that went out strong.
That went out strong.
All right, give me those.
Dick Van Dyke Show left when they were still in the top ten by conscious decision to end strong.
Okay.
And I also think the Honeymooners. They did that one season of 39.
Too old.
I think there have been others. I think there have been others.
Too old. Yeah, most of them, though, and it is just it's the nature of the business. Mm-hmm. Most of them, if they are overwhelmingly successful, they stay on the air for
too
a long time.
Often too long.
And, you know, the good characters end up blowing out of there.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, you're left with MASH starring Jamie Farr, which it was the worst episode
and
I've ever seen.
Happy right. Days focusing on Potsy.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Literally, the phrase jump the shark is based on Happy
That's
Days.
That's right.
It sucked. So. And let's see. The Killing.
I just finished watching this series on AMC, and it was quite good. Up until the ending, which totally pissed me off.
The so Killing angry. On AMC was probably, as far as I was concerned, I have never had more recommendations than I did for that show.
It was quite good.
For whatever
until the
reason,
ending.
I never watched an episode.
What was
of it.
What was it in a nutshell? I remember hearing the name.
It's a murder case, and there are 13 episodes. It's on for 13 weeks, and it covers 13 days, this series does. And you get to the last day, the last episode, the last week of the series.
Kind of like a ripoff of 24.
They find the killer, only he turns out not to be the killer. See you next season.
So a total ripoff.
It was, in my opinion.
Look at how upset he
is. Really. I mean, I feel like I invested so much time.
Yeah, it's true.
In a difficult series, it was challenging to watch.
You
but
want
it was
a payoff.
Good.
You want the
and
payoff.
And so here comes the payoff, and boom, we have nothing. The end result is we have nothing.
Well, they made your list.
Yeah.
Weeds. Now you're another. This is another one of your shows, Weeds, that you watch all the time.
Are you sure you didn't make this list, Buzz?
The key, I think, to these shows that sets them apart from other shows that just simply stayed on too long is that I think a lot of the shows on this list lost their way. They started out as one thing and they became something else that wasn't as good as what they started out. And I think Weeds started really strong the first two or three seasons, an amazing series about a woman whose husband is out jogging and he dies of a heart attack. And suddenly this suburban woman has to raise her kids, her two sons. And so she discovers that she can do this by selling weed. Fascinating. A couple of years later, when she's involved with Mexican drug cartels and run into Canada, not so much.
Do you think the problem can be explained by Kevin Nealon?
No, disagree. In fact, I called this to your attention. Kevin Nealon turned in a performance on Bill Maher this last week that was reminiscent of the greatest Dean Martin appearances on Johnny Carson. He came on that show and absolutely killed. I've never seen Bill Maher was nearly in tears with laughter. What's the political commentator from NBC, the doughy guy,
Chris
Matthews was on. He was in tears from laughter.
I got to check that out.
Yeah, my father, really killed. You no, see, now that's funny.
Nealon is strong.
You said that, and my father mentioned that everyone on the set thought Nealon was great, and yet it left my father cold. Now I've not seen it, but I have a very similar sense of humor as my dad, so I would like to see it. Mm-hmm. Well, you know,
at least check it out. I think you'll see. I think you'll see.
Just like Dean Martin.
You're going to have to edit this out, but f*** you both.
Ow! Hey!
And he hits F8.
I tell you, the one thing I will tell you about your show, Weeds, that you love is that lady... is one of those rare women that she gets calm down. She gets hotter
with
age.
His leg.
Yes, she does.
She does get hotter. I used to think
there
she was
it
kinda,
goes.
Oh god,
no,
Mary Louise
boy.
Parker.
I used to really Mary Louise Parker. I used to think it was, ugh, and now I think she gets better.
Isn't she a character on Superman?
Mary Louise Parker
sounds like it.
Peter Parker.
Oh, sorry.
And this season she's getting out of jail, right?
Right.
I saw that. I read that somewhere.
Yeah.
Our next show. This is one I tried.
What's that?
Lost on ABC. I tried. I did that thing where they'd run the catch up episode.
Yeah, I did too.
And I still never could track with it. Mm-hmm. It was just too much work.
I was told that the first season catch up episode was all I needed to get in. And then Carrie deleted it. And so I said, okay, they'll do another catch-up episode on before season
three.
And they
didn't.
No, they did.
They right.
And
millions
I
of them.
Really, it made my jaws hurt. It's just, TV shouldn't be that difficult.
Right.
Did you watch it at the beginning?
I did. I watched Lost all the way through the series.
Yeah,
I watched
too.
The entire series. And the problem, I mean, anytime a series has to run 14 different catch-up shows,
right.
it's got a problem explaining itself. That's another series that started out, I thought, really interesting in the first couple of episodes and then lost its way.
Okay. Very good. The next one, I don't watch this at all. Gossip Girl on the CW.
I don't look at that. That's kids too young. You know who would watch that?
Show. My wife watches it, so I get it, too.
I know young Oscar would probably
What do you think,
this.
Gossip Girl?
Oh, it's horrible.
Really?
From the get-go.
Yeah, just horrible from the
it's
beginning.
It's terrible.
Project Runway, F that.
No.
That's a reality show. How can it be good or bad?
Yeah, that also falls into the category bad from the beginning, in my opinion.
Right.
Chick show.
Make it work.
Glee. Now, Glee, I thought, was a show that actually was on an...
It's pronounced Gully.
Glee. There's a show, Glee.
Glee.
Glee was, I thought, on an upward curve.
I think it's if nothing else, it's improved.
I disagree because I think it was on an upward curve with Jane Lynch, and now it's gotten... I think they've gotten wrapped up too much in the gay theme.
We're gonna have a new corner. We're gonna do it every month. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be Buzz Burbank's Serious Business of Television. Because
there'll be a lot of that.
Listen to him sign.
There'll be a lot of that.
We've always known. I mean, television is important to you.
It's a passion. Yeah.
It is a true passion.
They see it as an art form.
Throw a couple of factoids out as far as the way you do. Don't you still lay out kind of your TV viewing in a very organized fashion?
Well, yeah. Especially,
you actually like to.
Especially more toward the formal fall season, yeah.
So, and that's when you wear a tie?
Which is becoming less formal every year. Yeah, and a tux and a bow tie. Yeah.
You take it seriously.
In the golden age, Buzz, watching television, how many VCRs did you have in frequent use?
The most I ever had in play at one time were three.
Wow.
Yeah. Three VCRs. And now
that's when we had four channels, folks.
And of course, the land of DVRs has got to be the greatest thing in the world.
I have
you.
Two dual DVRs and a deck that can record both tape and disc, so I could theoretically record five shows at once while watching another.
Wow.
That's it.
That's the factoid. You know what? I will exploit this passion. We will have a monthly feature, The Serious Business of Television.
Buzz Burbank and
it'll be one segment that we will devote for you just discussing television. We will all chime in. You think you're up for that?
Sure.
Very
you know,
good.
It really could be a specialty show.
I think so, too.
Oh, everybody's thinking that. Next show, Desperate Housewives. This seems like a very... Look, you got Lost, you got Gossip Girl, Project One Way, Glee, Desperate Housewives.
Gully.
This is a very chicky list.
It is.
Yeah. Very chicky. Yeah. Desperate Housewives, never watched it all that much.
It's really not your demographic, Mike.
Right. Heroes. Is a show that was you know, I guess
can
good
you speak
at the beginning.
To that? I haven't watched
I
it
really
much.
I really enjoyed Heroes, and I thought it was staying strong for a while, and then they went into this whole thing where they were exploiting all these superhero people. It just got over the top,
you know,
too much.
You know who's a hero? Hero from Heroes. That's who's a hero.
That's wonderful.
Well, he was a good character.
I'll tell you one thing about Heroes, though. I certainly enjoy the work of Hayden Panettiere.
Yeah, it's Panettiere. Yeah.
Pardon me?
I have the first two seasons of Heroes on Blu-ray.
Right.
And that I may or may not have liberated from the WJFK prize closet.
Right.
And the only reason I've ever opened the disc was to set colors on my Blu-ray player. Because it's a beautiful looking show, but it doesn't draw me in.
Yeah, didn't Hayden Panettiere, didn't she...
It's Panettiere.
That's what I said. Didn't she play the cheerleader?
Mm-hmm. Yes, she did.
And I know she's a dolphin activist.
Save the cheerleader, save the world.
I'm kind of a fan... Isn't she dating somebody famous now? Hayden Panettiere?
Probably.
Christopher Plummer.
No,
I'm kidding.
I think she's
hockey
dating
player,
somebody.
Maybe? No.
Maybe it is a hockey player. Look up Hayden Panettiere on the...
P-O-O-N.
Be sure you spell it correctly.
Oh, you know what? This is a gay list, and not that there's anything wrong with being gay.
Gay can mean
but
happy.
But why do we have Project Runway and America's Next Top Model?
Because they're
this
different
list?
Shows, but...
This is a chick list.
Well, yeah.
This is a chick
FlavorWire.com.
I don't care for those reality programs.
And now I'm going to open this up to you fellas, because... Because you've been there all along, but the last on the list is The Simpsons on Fox.
That's tough, because when they occasionally still hit it strong, it is the richest comedy writing that exists.
But the writing is delicious.
But they have more stinker episodes than they used to.
They do, but you know what? I still think if you base it against itself, maybe it's not as good.
Right.
Put it up against any other scripted show.
Fair enough.
And it's still the funniest show on TV.
And now I'll throw in my own. I have to say this or I wouldn't be doing it. The one show that I think really was great all the way through and just had a little bit of a hiccup at the end was According to Jim.
Yeah. I agree.
Oh, yes.
What a wonderful train wreck. Did we find out who Hayden Panettiere is?
Yeah, he's a heavyweight boxer from Germany.
Wow.
And I
talk about a temper.
I can't really pronounce his name.
Hayden, let me see it.
Wladimir.
He can't pronounce hers either.
Kaczynski.
Yeah, put an asterisk.
Gesundheit.
Put an asterisk on that.
Yeah, I will.
All right. I mean, Hayden Panettiere shows off her much taller, older boyfriend.
Yeah, because she's short.
And her boyfriend, Ukrainian heavyweight boxer, a big name, Vladimir Klitschko.
Oh, I've heard of him. He's when you say it right.
He's a legitimate contender. Okay. He's a heavyweight. I didn't know that. Man, she's tiny.
Yeah, she's little.
I saw a picture. Let me get you another picture of her.
Or vice versa.
I think she is.
She's smoking
the goods.
She's very pretty.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Want to know another show that's fallen apart that I used to watch all the time? I don't even DVR it anymore.
What's that?
House?
You don't watch it? Thank you.
I disagree.
Do I get a little thank
you? Yes, you do. You are ahead of the curve.
Ahead of the curve.
I think it took a dip and came back because now it's more about the doctor and his problems and not so much week after week. Oh, we have a medical mystery. Oh, we've solved it.
But they do a medical mystery every week, don't
they? Yeah, but you know what? And I've said this from the very beginning. That's the vehicle for this show. Pay less attention to that and more to the characters. That's
are there
the
any shows
about.
That you used to have
I'm
as
just
a
gonna, you
on
know,
TV?
Since we're going into the season, let me... Oh, my God. Put that
oh, and
up
of course,
online.
American
oh,
Idol.
I lost my train of thought.
Yeah. That I used to... Right. Seriously, I would stack my week God. Around.
You know what? Note to the iPad people.
Yes.
You've got to be able to handle this device. People pass them along. You can't have it. Everything you touch turns to crap on.
Wow, the mood has changed.
All right, hold on.
He was just, so happy just, a little while ago.
Well, it's right. because we never found those plastic-handled knives.
Now you've done it.
It must be somewhere. Hey, and thanks for the fish.
All right, I'm going to show you this buzz. Hold yes. on something. Oh, I got a tick. Anyway, let me...
It was an eye tag.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree. I've agreed all along. She couldn't
we
be prettier.
We will put that photograph up and
today's
Vladimir
show
Klitschko.
Yeah.
She, and she's another one. That you know. I
after
was,
Mike really uses it as a touchscreen.
What is she, like 23, 24 years old?
She might be a little younger than that.
I think she's got to be 25 by now.
Really?
She is very, very strong. Yes. The shows, I'm just excited about certain shows that are coming back.
Okay, such as?
The Big C is a great show, but it's a go-to. I like it.
Is it the Big C or the C word?
Is it the C word?
I think the Big C is another show. I think you're thinking of the Laura Linney show on Showtime.
That's the Big C.
It's the Big C.
Yeah.
Is it the Big C?
Yeah, I thought it was the C word.
Is it the C word?
No.
No, the L word.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking.
That show went down the crapper because they brought in a bunch of new lesbians.
You almost did a double gesture.
Mike has it right. True Blood is coming back.
Right.
And let's see, there's
Sons of Anarchy.
Weeds is coming back. And tonight, what's the Louis C.K. is coming back.
Oh, Louis.
As well.
You know what?
Oh, Mike, you got to give it another chance.
I'm sorry. Overrated.
No, no, no.
Loved
did you watch the show open? Did you like the show open for the bonus show about women and girls and breasts?
Yes, I did.
That's his stand up.
And
his stand up transfers really well to
loved,
a sitcom.
You loved his airline counter a bit where the woman was pecking away for no reason.
Opie and Anthony.
Mike, that's okay.
That's the whole thing. With me and him.
Right.
That's him, right? Wasn't he one of their guys?
Mike,
wasn't he one of their guys?
Every stand-up comic is a lazy DJ's guy.
That's good. That's a great way to break.
There we
will go. Thank you, Rob. Well, that's Rob kick saving a beauty. I punted it, and he saved it. All right, we're going to come back and the Audio Vault right after this.
Tokyo! South America! Australia!
Welcome back to MichaelMeroShow.com. Rob's Audio Vault brought to you by our very own Amazon page. Bookmark MichaelMeroShow.com/Amazon for all your shopping, including every book for Kindle. When you think of Amazon, think MichaelMeroShow.com. Still one of the best ways to support the show.
Mm-hmm.
Shop Amazon at MichaelMeroShow.com. I am a petty son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Don and I have a DJ war with two disc jockeys, and because a comedian was on their show, I still harbor
Shut
ill will towards
right.
him.
Understood.
But the deal
I saw his show one or two times, and I thought it sucked.
Really?
I thought it, because I think his stand-up is great, and I think he is, you can only do that surly, sullen thing, but I'll give it another
I wish you
look.
Would give it another chance, and really, remember, they brought in every stand-up comic. So they didn't have to work.
I know.
Don't
you're
hold
right.
it against him.
I know. I'm going to give him another chance. I promise I will do that. Let's get right to it and open up the Audio Vault for Thursday, June 22, 2011. Rob, what do you have for us today?
Thank you for opening the thing. And you know, it's always a good day when one of the lead stories on the Today Show is that Southwest Airlines has issued an apology.
This one is...
I love this.
Have you heard it in its entirety?
I think I've heard it. I heard it once. We played it on the morning show, and then I heard it. I listened on my own today, but I'm not sure if I heard...
There is several great nuances to this. It's really based on the fact that a microphone in the cabin of a Southwest Airlines flight was stuck in the on position.
And he is talking to his co-pilot,
yes.
and he is talking about the quality of flight attendants,
yes.
and in a sexual way, because
very,
he wants
very much
to bang them. And I'll tell you, Play it first, and then we'll discuss it afterwards.
And also, one thing you need to keep in mind, not only is this rude, but also they think he violated, I forget the phrase, but at 10,000 feet and below, you're not supposed to talk about anything save your aircraft.
Right.
And it's some sort of purity of the air type rule. So not now, only is this inappropriate, this is against FAA rules.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Is that regard, I think that rule, Rob, if I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong about this, it pertains to radio communication.
Yes, but still.
He can talk to his co-pilot about anything he wants to
talk
to.
Even if it's a mistake, it's still a FAA violation. And FAA violation.
Absolutely.
Because also, he's taking up air that should be used to be rooting planes in.
He does get props for alliteration, though, and I'll point it out.
Let's give a listen.
I'm sorry, hold on a moment.
Southwest Airlines pilot.
Yes, and
suspended, by the way.
Suspended. Oh, has he?
Yeah.
They've not revealed who it is, though.
No.
United 242, you sent Roger.
Well, but I had Tucson, Indy, all 4 weeks, and Chicago crew, 11 out of 12, there's 12 flight attendants, individual, never the same flight attendant twice, 11 f***ing over-the-top f***ing ass f***ing homosexuals and a granny. 11! I mean, think of the odds of that. I thought I was in Chicago, which was party land. After that, it was just the continuous stream of gays and grannies and grandes.
Gays, grannies, and grandes.
Gays, grannies, and grandes.
Wow.
And by the way, you'll hear the control tower operators trying to break in and not succeeding.
And you'll also hear other planes saying, it ain't us.
Yeah. Well, I don't give a fuck. I hate 100% of their ass. So, 6 months, I went to the bar 3 times. In 6 months, 3 times. Once with the granny and the fag, and I wish I hadn't gone. At the very end with 2 girls, one of them that was probably doable, but we ended up going to the bar and then to the crew room in St. Louis. And all these 2 women wanted to do was one wanted to berate her sister and the other wanted to bitch about her husband. Literally. For 3 hours, me and the FO. When that was done, 2:30 got back to my room. I'm like, why the f*** did I step?
Okay, whoever's transmitting, better watch what you're saying now.
Friendly, but there was still moped. You know what I mean? I still wouldn't want anyone to know if I had banked them. So, I mean, it was a complete disaster.
I love the fact they use the phrase, they were mopeds. Based on the old joke, mopeds are fun to ride, but you don't want your friends to see you on one.
Exactly.
These girls were mopeds.
But now I'm back in Houston, which is easily one of the ugliest bases. I mean, it's all these f***ing old dudes and grannies, and there's like maybe a handful of cute chicks.
Okay, someone's got a stuck mic and telling us all about their endeavors. We don't need to hear that.
Houston, SkyWest 685, we're 1905 for 230.
Well, I just said, can you go back to
not us?
Go back to the plane. Listen to the joy in this other pilot's voice. He's thrilled.
Oh, yeah, of course.
This is funny.
Okay, someone's got a stuck mic and telling us all about their endeavors. We don't need to hear that.
Endeavors.
That's the tower.
Houston.
That's the tower.
SkyWest 685. We're 1905 for 230, and that was not us.
SkyWest 6285, Houston Center. Roger, climb and maintain. Flight level 360.
360, SkyWest 6285. And they wonder why airline pilots have a bad reputation.
407 Hotel Bravo. And it wasn't us either.
It was what?
I think that was.
And it wasn't us either.
I didn't hear that part.
All right, so that's that. That's we'll see great. What falls out.
Thanks for having that.
Here it is. Idiot for doing this. Idiot for saying this.
Sure.
However, we've all had locker room talk.
Sure.
Sure.
And I got news for you. I'm going to keep it real here, all right? Locker room talk. You know, take out the homophobia because I don't do that, and I don't hear a lot of people that do that.
Right.
But you know, when you're talking about chicks, that's standard.
Okay. That is standard.
That's a normal.
That's the way men talk.
That's
sometimes.
So true.
It's called locker room.
Should have been more careful.
Speaking of the way men talk, I remember when I started with you, Mike, was nearly 20 years ago. And back then, I tried to book Dick Enberg on the show, and he was old then.
Okay.
20 years later, he's still working for NBC.
What is he put together with duct tape now?
They've partnered him with Chris Evert, and they're doing Wimbledon. And sometimes when they're complaining about, you know, for years, Wimbledon wouldn't even use yellow tennis balls. Had to be white.
No. Is this, oh, this is great.
And so Dick Enberg was commenting on that. And I think not only is what he says funny, but the way Chris Evert handles it is wonderful.
Okay, lay it on.
The great Dick Enberg.
The I think back to one of the leaders of the All England Club, didn't exactly have his color code correctly, but his argument was, he said, you realize if we have yellow balls and green grass stains, what we'll have bloody blue balls at Wimbledon. That was the argument.
Okay, I'll leave that one alone.
You know what? Under the category of less is more, Chris Evert, brilliantly handled.
I was very sad to read about Glenn Campbell announcing the fact that he's been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. I do think it's really cool that he's taken the time before it really sets in to release one more CD and do a farewell tour.
Okay.
And the thing that hit me so hard is a lot of people don't know this, and I'm gonna soapbox just for a second. Everyone is going to think of him and that mugshot.
Right,
but
right.
But know that he was part of the Wrecking Crew, the greatest L.A. session musicians of the 1960s.
And what Rob's talking about, let me translate.
Yeah, okay.
What you're talking about here is you're talking about guys that were the go-to guys that were absolutely virtuoso guitar guys.
The amazing,
and banjo guys.
Not just guitar guys. Right. You're talking about like
every instrument.
Drummer Hal Blaine and Carol Kaye on bass, Leon Russell on piano.
Mm-hmm.
These guys recorded for Sinatra and Sonny and Cher and Dean Martin. Have you ever heard of an album called Pet Sounds? By the Beach Boys.
Right.
Glenn Campbell played on Pet Sounds.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, but he made a lot of great records. So just a little Glenn Campbell, and know that we're thinking about him, because I think it's very, very sad. It's the worst disease, I think, to go.
Yeah. And you're playing my favorite Glenn Campbell song.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk.
This is absolutely my favorite Glenn Campbell record.
Picked a good
Beautiful.
One. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch.
And it was the whole picking thing that he did.
Yeah, just beautiful.
And, you know, a lot of people, a significant number of people listening to us right now probably don't remember he had a TV show, right?
In the late 60s, when Brian Wilson would not tour with the Beach Boys anymore, he would tour with the Beach Boys, sing Brian Wilson's part, and play with the Beach Boys, too.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And the one that I wanted, this surprised me, I did not know this, my favorite, though guilty pleasure, my favorite Glenn Campbell record. Do you know what song was the most played jukebox record in the whole year, 1977?
What's that?
Southern Nights.
Oh.
This is maybe my least favorite Glenn Campbell.
This is definitely my least favorite.
I love this song.
Oh, God, you are. I won't say it.
Southern Nights.
It makes me, you know, I had to play this record.
Well, you know what? That may be it, is the fact that it was played so much. I was
on adult contemporary radio station.
I was six when it came out. But anyway, seriously, my thoughts to the Glenn Campbell family, because that's bad, bad news. Now, Mike, cat news in the world.
Got time for one or two more, Rob. Cat news.
Hey, Apple.
Two quick cat tapes. I don't think it's appropriate to keep a lynx as a house pet. Okay?
That could be the quote of the day.
They're very pretty.
Right.
But on YouTube, there's Ramsey the Unhappy Lynx.
Let's listen to Ramsey the Unhappy Lynx, shall we?
This is the sound of a pissed off lynx. And it's in a kitchen!
Is there a video?
It's on our page.
Oh, my God.
I thought this was Mike in the bathroom.
Before Wait Not.
Wow. Okay. I've got to make room. I have to have that.
Yes. Happy Lynx.
All right. Let me see. And I'm not. It's going to the front page.
Okay. Right. And before we finish with cats, Mike, there is a cat. This is another video. This is on our YouTube page. A cat.
31 Angels. Put it on number 31.
You got that, RJ?
No, I need Angels.
We'll find a place for it.
Thank you.
This is a simple house cat that does not know it's being watched. It's looking out
I
the
love
window.
This.
It's barking.
Yeah, it's a barking cat.
Until it realizes the owner is watching, turns and goes back to meowing.
Okay,
it's like it's been caught doing
this
something
is great.
Wrong.
It's a cat.
It's a cat. So the owner is approaching with the camera.
The human arrives.
It sees the human. Wow. And that is your magic audio.
I love that stuff. We will take a break, come back with buzz and news right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ooh, ah. Ooh, ah. Ooh, ah.
You take your meds today?
Nah.
I've been taking them at night.
Oh, very good. You can tell.
You don't like Alvin Cash and the Crawlers doing Twine Time?
This is actually a cat.
Unbelievable.
It's a lynx, Mike.
You know what I would have loved to come back with?
What's that?
Gentle on My Mind. Can you get that out again one more time before we go to Buzz?
I believe it? I can.
All right. I just love
that
song.
It's not
that
a very good segue coming out of Twine Time.
I know, but I hate to.
What is?
Reminds me of watching a good movie. You know, it really does. You're driving along.
Hold it. Why are you driving along and watching a movie?
No, it's
on his iPhone.
It's a good highway song.
You're watching a guy drive in a movie.
Oh, right? I see. Okay.
Right. A helicopter shot. That's what I picture when I hear this.
Now, would you also like to hear this while you're driving?
Oh, no. Here we go.
Just wondering.
WOHN. Herndon. All right, anyway, let's get Buzz on in here without further ado. Buzz, it's time for news.
I'm the Wichita lineman.
Thank you.
He's the Rhinestone Cowboy. Make no mistake.
We're brought to you today by My Vacation Experts, the vacation service that's not only free, it can save you money and time. Just tell My Vacation Experts where you'd like to go, and they'll tell dozens of travel professionals who then compete for your business. Let My Vacation Experts do the research. Just click their ad at MikeOMaraShow.com.
You know where I'd like to go?
Where?
Los Angeles. All right, go ahead.
You know where you could go? You could probably go to the Sunset Strip and the Trocadero.
Say. It would be tough to outdo the story about the opinionated airline pilot that Rob just had, but we can certainly take a run at it. Remember the college football player thrown off a flight and arrested last week for his saggy pants?
Yeah.
That airline, while admitting it has no dress code, said the young man was indecently exposed. Well, that same airline is now being accused of letting a pudgy, middle-aged white man fly in what appears to be a woman's nightie.
Well, I want to thank them for that.
With a see-through top and tight panties.
I saw the picture of this pig. Mm-hmm. It's disgusting.
Passengers complained about the drag queen, but in that case, the airline employees did nothing about it.
Did it upset you?
They let the man fly without calling the police. The young football player wearing men's clothing, however poorly he was wearing them, was black. The older man wearing women's lingerie was white. The young football player's lawyer may have a good case in his hands.
We'll have to wait and see, but I'm against both of them. I think both of them should be thrown off the plane.
They'll settle out of court.
Super. You know what I think when I see that underwear look?
What?
I think poop. I think poo. Mm. I think it's going to smell like poo. I see that, and it just... Oh, God, that you're disgusting. That is so gross.
Took his meds at night.
I hate... Whenever I see a man with underwear sticking out of his...
I mean, this was his whole butt, really.
Right. Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, it was covered... His butt was covered with underwear, but that entire part of his body was exposed.
It grosses me out.
Yeah, right.
It really... I just think poo-poo.
You're not cool with that?
I'm not cool with that.
Come
I'm not
on,
down
daddy-o.
With that.
I didn't think poop. I just
daddy-o.
Don't like printed boxers.
Okay.
And our third creepy story about air travel today concerns the TSA's pat-downs of children. After much criticism that followed a disturbing YouTube video involving a six-year-old, the government's transportation security agency says it's changing its policy on how screeners search young children.
You know, sometimes this country, though, I swear to God.
What do you mean sometimes?
Everything's got to be out there. You know, everything. Excuse my language. You're going to have to edit.
Really?
Only the that really matters, that'll like prevent planes from being blown up. Let's just go on the radio and TV and tell everybody what we are and are not doing because somebody doesn't want a six-year-old patted down.
Right.
So what's Al-Qaeda going to say? Bring the six-year-old. We'll be able to get him through with the bomb. God,
this is kind of like 1945 if someone came on the radio and said, now, don't tell Japan.
Right.
But.
Exactly.
We don't know exactly yet what the change entails, but we know TSA is sticking to its concern that children might be used by terrorists as bomb carriers.
Yeah, so what?
The only thing they're changing, they're going to do the pat down the same, but now TSA is going to wear rubber gloves with Hello Kitty on them to make it more fun.
That's right.
For the youth.
And they're going to use dwarves.
We have a late breaking story that I think will appeal to you. The International Energy Agency and along with the United States government, have decided to begin to release reserves of oil to try to put more oil on the market, to try to bring gasoline prices down.
They are saying that this very well could be a legitimate catalyst for the economy. Give the economy a shot in the arm. Now, the market's way down today because of some other unemployment news and things like that. But, you know, hopefully for everybody's sake, maybe this does give the economy.
We will find
amazing,
out.
The amazing thing is BP is taking credit for it, saying they released oil last year in the Gulf.
Different
and it
situation.
Didn't do any good at all.
He did not explain how we'll spend the money we would save on warfare, but the president talked briefly last night about refocusing on nation building here at home, jobs, infrastructure, and clean energy. As expected, the president outlined a plan to pull a third of our 100,000 troops out of Afghanistan over the next year and a half, a move being criticized by Republican lawmakers who say that decision should not be based on a political timetable.
Did you see any of it?
I did not.
I have the highlight of the speech.
Okay. Oh, I'd love to hear that because I'm
hold your breath. Make a wish. Now count to three.
Yeah.
Come with me, and you'll be
Barack Obama
in a world of pure imagination.
I'll let him say it today. Go ahead, Buzz.
Who knew he could sing? It's good to know that Americans are not the only ones who've lost their shirts in the financial markets. A suspected Al-Qaeda financier apparently lost 20 million terrorist bucks gambling on the commodity futures market in Chicago.
What a loser.
Excellent. What nice. A loser.
Excellent.
You know, if you lose your shirt, we still have S&D shirts for sale.
Yes. S&D.
And the bonus show is this Friday.
Thank That's you. Right. Calm down, both of you.
Settle down, Milkman.
Keep those two apart, for Christ's sake.
Well, needless to say.
Right.
The financier had invested $27 million with one company there, and by the time the feds had closed in on this guy, all but $7 million of the money had been lost.
Got Shemp and Mo Howard over in the corner. Feds,
thank you for making us the two least funny ones.
The feds have now blocked his access to the remaining $7
million. Very good.
We now know that Jackass star Ryan Dunn was 2.5 times the legal limit for alcohol in the 140-mile-an-hour crash this week that killed him, along with an Iraq war
140,
veteran.
They upped that 10 miles an hour.
They did, and they said, you know, they were first saying it would be like maybe 6 weeks before we had the toxicology results. You noticed that out today.
I don't care what automobile you are in. Mm-hmm. You get up to 130 or 140 miles per hour. Mm-hmm. Even if you're sober, it's going to be hard
to control. Stability is an issue. Right. Yeah.
Mopar.
We also now know that Dunn had a previous DUI and nearly 2 dozen speeding and reckless driving violations.
Did you hear what he was drinking?
No, pickle, I know shots.
Pickleback, they were called pickleback shots, which is a shot of whiskey chased by a shot of pickle juice.
Hey! That was after beer.
Yeah. Nasty, nasty.
Finally, a 35-year-old Pennsylvania man's been arrested for indecent exposure and public lewdness for two of his recent alleged escapades. In one case, the man reportedly exposed himself to the female clerk at a McDonald's drive-thru back in May. In the other, he parked alongside a woman at a grocery store parking lot and flashed her. The man's name is Wood. Handy Wood.
Oh,
wow.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. That's it. We got to get out of here. Our show today was brought to you by Ticket Liquidator.
Yeah.
For ball games and events of all kinds, including the summer's biggest concerts, Ticket Liquidator is the place to go for the best prices, great service, and a 125% money-back guarantee. More tickets, better service, lower prices. Ticket Liquidator. Click there out on our website. That's it. We got to get out of here. This week on the bonus show, tomorrow, you're going to enjoy it. We play Password with the interns.
And we all show signs of being really patient.
Yes, we do. including one of my better tantrums. We will.
I'd hate to rank
them,
Mike. It's
so hard to choose.
Ding!
For Buzz Burbank, RJ Diaz, Rob Speedwagon, Mark Ronick, Michael Bear, saying so long, everybody.
Ding!
Bye-bye.
Bonus show.
Bye.